All right, if members of the city council that are listening to my voice on the city hall monitors would make their way back to the city council chambers. We're about to begin again. There we are. All right, city council will come back from recess. Carla, we have a 2:30 time certain. This is a presentation. It's item number 1375. And Carla, would you please read the title?
Zidell Property Brownfield Cleanup in South Waterfront.
Mr. Zidell, if you'd please come forward and take a seat and your associates. I asked that the city council be updated on Brownfield Cleanup in South Waterfront. I want to thank Mr. Jay Zidell for joining us today, and I'll make just a few introductory remarks. This presentation provides an opportunity for us to recognize the Zidell companies, including Zidell Marine and Tube Forging of America, in their ongoing work to be competitive in a very tough industry, providing 200 family wage jobs, while at the same time just completing the largest private brownfield cleanup in the history of the city. The cleanup took more than a decade to plan and carry out. And for those of you that don't know what the term brownfield means, it means legacy and historic contamination from a time when the rules and regulations around these matters were not as stringent as they are now. So as I mentioned, this took $20 million. It's been a long and winding road, going through all kinds of federal, state, and local, metro rules and regulations. But the project is substantially complete. And I've had a lot of questions of folks that travel over bridges or on the east side or the west side where they've seen work happening. And so this helps answer the question to a lot of Portlanders, what's going on over there. The result is a net benefit to working families, folks that are looking for quality jobs and environmental health. And it cleans a 30-acre parcel at a prime South Waterfront location, one of the largest undeveloped sites in the city that used to be an industrial area, and now a new neighborhood is rising. I'm eager, as I know others are, to learn how this site will continue to serve both business and the community, and also any lessons learned from your efforts, which I assume are quite ample. Mr. Zidell, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. Today we are here to talk about cleaning up a brownfield site on a prime piece of Portland's waterfront. This property has a long and storied history as a center of economic activity. It has been the home of various industrial businesses belonging to both our family and others for nearly 100 years. Activity on the property peaked during World War II when Commercial Ironworks built and delivered 185 ships to the U.S. Navy for the war effort. When my dad returned from the service, he launched a ship dismantling business on the site, first leasing the land from Commercial Ironworks and then buying it. Our family became America's largest ship dismantler, and over the course of 30 years, we dismantled a total of 336 vessels. Over the years, my dad built a series of family-owned and operated businesses on the site, including three that thrive today in our city: Tube Forgings of America, Zidell Marine, and ZRZ Realty. In 1955, he founded Tube Forgings of America, which is a manufacturer of carbon steel weld fittings used in a variety of high-pressure piping systems. TFA is one of the world's largest manufacturers of fittings today. In 1960, my dad saw an opportunity to make use of his own recycled product on site and eventually establish the company that would become Zidell Marine Corporation. Zidell Marine originally used steel from our ship dismantling business to build new barges. These barges were highly durable, and demand soon outstripped the supply of recycled steel. So we began to build barges from new steel. Since 1961, our company has built over 300 barges, most of which are still in use today. Tube Forgings of America and Zido Marine today employ more than 250 local men and women, and we are proud to provide these family wage jobs. ZRG Realty is the latest Zido family business established to generate new jobs to this 30-acre site. In 1995, we entered the Oregon DEQ Voluntary Cleanup Program to take care of 100 years worth of industrial activity and urban contaminants on the site and in the river. Historically, there were a number of industrial users in addition to our businesses in this area. But as the stewards of this property, we took on the responsibility to clean it up. We worked with DEQ, river experts, and leading environmental engineers to develop a plan that was thoughtful, creative, and responsive to the unique characteristics of the river. Most importantly, we made a promise to make the property safe for our children and grandchildren and all Portlanders to enjoy. Today, we are celebrating the substantial completion of this remediation project and have made good on our promise. It is the single largest privately conducted and funded cleanup on the Willamette River in Portland's history. It was more than 15 years and well in excess of $20 million in the making, and it wouldn't have been successful without the collaboration of some very smart and talented individuals. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge DEQ Director Dick Peterson and project managers Bruce Gillis, Keith Johnson, and Scott Manzano and their staff for their cooperation, openness to innovation, and collaborative spirit. Bruce, Keith, and Scott were steadfast in their support of the project and willingness to find creative solutions to challenging conditions. For this, I thank them and their team. Now I'd like to acknowledge and introduce another key member of our team, Paul Fishman of Northwest Ecosystem Services. Paul has been the project manager of the project design and permitting for the past 4 years and has helped oversee the on-the-ground work over the last 2 years. He will walk you through some of the details of the project.
Thank you, Jay. As Jay stated, Zidell Companies entered into a voluntary agreement with DEQ in 1995 to take responsibility for remediation on the site of remnants of past industrial and urban uses. It's important to note that this project is not part of the Portland Harbor Superfund actions. This was a private cleanup effort undertaken by a family-owned business. The project was developed in collaboration with the DEQ over the course of more than 15 years of work. Our team explored a variety of alternatives for remediating the site to achieve the cleanup program goals of protecting human health and the environment. The final plan, agreed upon by DEQ and Zidell in 2006, accomplished numerous goals, including protecting human health, protecting and improving fish and wildlife habitat and water quality in the Willamette River, isolating, capping, and containing contaminants on the land and in the river, stabilizing the riverbank, removing areas of highly contaminated soils and river sediments, and coordinating with other property owners, neighbors, and public entities to contain public costs. The plan was particularly sensitive to the habitat needs of salmon and steelhead species listed as threatened under the Federal Endangered Species Act. We added and we modified the project design elements specifically to improve habitat conditions for these species, as well as for other fish and wildlife species known to use the area. I'd now like to highlight a few of the hallmarks that made this project unique in terms of complexity, innovation, sustainability, and scale. The project was large and very complex, and the project design had to respond to a very large number of variables. Within just over a half mile of river, there were areas of scour and deposition, mud to rocky river bottoms, very steep and very flat topography, very deep and very shallow water, and an inconsistent distribution of contaminants. Add to that the continuation of barge launches at Zidell Marine and the relatively late-breaking plan for a new light rail bridge running right through the middle of our project, and complexity became our middle name. To begin to address this complexity, the team created three distinct design reaches along the river, the slipway bridge and downstream reaches. Each of these areas required a different riverbank and or a sediment cap design using a variety of cap materials, grading plans, and planting plans to restore ecosystem functions and to ensure that the engineered cap stays in place for the long term. Using a complex model for chemical isolation, the engineered sand cap for this project was determined to have an effective life of hundreds of years. Another hallmark of this project was creativity and innovation. When site conditions required innovation, we responded with creative solutions. And I want to share with you just a few of these and also give some recognition to the people on our team who developed these ideas. One was that in response to the criteria developed by our engineering team, Dean Large of Waste Connections, which is the operator of the Wasco County landfill, developed a novel process for the safe transport and disposal of asbestos-contaminated soil removed from the site. The company used a high-density woven polyethylene fabric as a truck bed liner, and once it was filled with the asbestos-contaminated soil, it was wrapped up and sewn together. This prevented any material from escaping during transport and during disposal at the landfill into the proper part of the landfill. This method was then approved by DEQ, and it allowed larger loads to be delivered to the landfill using fewer trucks with less overall environmental and traffic impacts. Ted Wall, principal engineer at Moll Foster and Longy, developed the concept of a low-profile cap design for the slipway reach where the barges are launched. This will allow Zidell Marine to continue launching barges. The innovative design uses a fabric less than a half inch thick that's filled with materials that absorb the site contaminants. Any contaminants carried by groundwater that flows up through the bottom of the river through the fabric will be removed. With rock placed on top to protect it, this reactive core mat will isolate underlying contaminants for hundreds of years. Finally, I want to point out or acknowledge Eric Bauckham, the lead engineer at Moll Foster and Longy for this project, who worked closely with Sean Batty and Dave Unsworth of TriMet, and they developed a concept for building a containment cell for our lower-level contaminated soil within the new light rail right-of-way. This cell will be encased within the light rail project fill and concrete surfaces. The result was almost 500 fewer truckloads of contaminated soil going to the Wasco County landfill, and it will avoid the same number of truckloads of fill that will need to be brought into the site for the light rail project. Certainly a win-win for traffic reduction, sustainability, and cost savings. We would not have been true to the Zidell family's values and history if we hadn't done everything we could to make this project local and take the long view. Wherever possible, we chose local companies and materials to support the local economy and lessen the environmental impact of the project. We hired locally. Between 15 and 20 Oregon and Washington companies worked on this project. In this year, 2011, the construction work had anywhere from 60 to 70 people working on the site each day between May and November. We sourced locally. The sand for the sand cap came from the Columbia River between Portland and Vancouver. Our rock came from quarries near the lower Columbia River. We looked for ways to reduce environmental impacts. We transported sand and rock from the Columbia to our site by barge, saving 11,000 round trips by truck. By creating the soil containment cell that I just talked about in the light rail right-of-way, we greatly reduced diesel fuel consumption, created much less emissions to the air, and created a lot less traffic on our roads. My final example, we protected the riverbanks with less rock and more plants. We used bioengineering techniques for erosion control that incorporate native plants and biodegradable erosion control fabrics, thereby greatly reducing the amount of rock on the riverbank compared to the pre-project condition. In addition to being complex, groundbreaking, and designed with a long view in mind, this project is truly massive in terms of its scope and scale. Part of what made it so large was that it was actually two separate projects, upland work that we completed in 2010, and the riverbank and river bottom work completed last month. Let me share with you just a few of the many statistics on the completed project. The project covers 30 acres of land with 2,700 linear feet of riverbank and 3,000 linear feet of in-water cap. The sediment cap extends more than 1/2 mile along the shore. That's the distance between the front door of this building and the middle of I-5 on the east side of the river. That's a lot of enhanced fish and wildlife habitat in the heart of Portland. We removed approximately 2.5 acres of mostly non-native invasive vegetation and planted more than 4 acres, about 3 times the size of a city block, with native riparian and upland plants, including 15,000 shrubs and 275 trees. This will have multiple benefits for fish and wildlife. Finally, we cut and removed more than 2,200 treated wood pilings in the river from the former dock. And I'll bet that our divers set a world record by accomplishing this in just 17 days using underwater chainsaws. That was quite a process. Finally, the completed work will result in long-term beneficial effects to the lower Willamette River ecosystem, including the restoration of habitat for fish and wildlife, encapsulating contaminants to protect both land and water from daily wave impacts, severe weather events, including the 100-year storm, and seismic events, improving the riverbank, cleaning up a brownfield site, and preparing for greenway and public access. And now I'd like to hand this back to Jay, who will talk about collaboration on the project and a bit about future plans.
Thanks, Paul. As you can tell, we went over and above on everything we did in this project, and our commitment to collaboration with public agencies to contain public cost and limit project impacts was no exception. During the past 15 years, our team has cooperated with multiple public agencies to get their goals as well as ours accomplished. One example of this stands out. We had been working on the project for 15 years when TriMet received approval for the light rail bridge. Rather than seeing this as an impediment to our plan, we instead saw the value in what TriMet was offering to the people of Portland. We were the only private contributor to the light rail bridge project. TriMet spent $150 million to purchase land from other private parties along the light rail route. Our family donated the 2-acre, multi-million dollar parcel of land because of the value that this new transit option will bring to the area and the citizens of Portland. From that moment on, we were attached at the hip with TriMet to make 2 major projects happen in the exact same place at the exact same time. Numerous other examples of collaboration exist on this project, including working with PBOT on the new pedestrian bridge, as well as the new Moody Avenue improvements, working with BES on the decommissioning of an 1892 city stormwater outfall into the Willamette River, and finally working with Parks Bureau on the integration of the Central District Greenway and our project. The list is quite extensive, as you can see. No project like this is successful without some public-private collaboration. But the extent of the collaboration that we promoted speaks volumes about our commitment to a successful outcome and a clean site. Our family has been working on these 30 acres for decades. Just like cities reinvent themselves to shape the future, we've started planning for the next phase of our business. We're very proud of how this project has gone. DEQ approves of this project, and the federal agencies have determined that this project protects listed fish species and their habitat. Further, because the net results of our work is beneficial to fish and wildlife, no habitat mitigation was required by the state or federal regulatory agencies. We look forward to the next phases of our work on the property. In the spring and summer of next year, we will complete phase 2 of the cleanup by planting more than 4 acres of native trees, grasses, and shrubs along the bank of the Willamette. The final phase of the project will come when we commence development on the site. If he were alive today, my dad would be amazed at the changes that the South Waterfront area has undergone since his time. The cranes and heavy equipment are building residences and office buildings instead of ships. OHSU has brought academia, research, and healthcare to the area formerly filled with mountains of scrap iron. A new streetcar line runs from downtown, a tram floats up Markham Hill, and light rail across the river is under construction. It's come a long way from the shipyards and scrapyards he was familiar with, but he was always one to see the opportunity and change and be willing to embrace it. And he was a man who took action. He saw a problem and he solved it. The desire to embrace and effect change are fundamental Zidell family values, and we continue to hold them dear. As we've gotten closer to the end of the cleanup, we've devoted our attention to what comes next. While we don't have specific plans in place as of yet, we do know that with 30 clean acres, it's the largest undeveloped parcel left in the city of Portland. It's a rare and unique opportunity to have this amount of waterfront property in the heart of the city under a single private ownership. We recognize the once-in-a-lifetime nature of this opportunity and are carefully evaluating the options to ensure that the next great business we create will bring jobs and long-term value that the city and her family will be proud of. This land is not simply a corporate asset on a balance sheet. It is the day-to-day heart of our family's businesses and a large part of our history. It was important for us to clean up and do it well so that the next generations of the family can continue to make the land their business. Unlike our other developers, we have a unique connection to the site that goes back nearly 100 years. My nephew, Matthew French, seated over my left shoulder in the back, recently joined ZRZ and represents the fourth generation of our family to work on this property. It is because of that connection that our goal is not just to make a quick buck, but to continue to be involved in this property for the long term. Nearly 3 months ago, to this day, I celebrated my 40th year of working full-time in our family business. As I look back over those 40 years, I wouldn't trade a day of it. Maybe a couple. I find our current businesses to be exciting and stimulating, and they cause me to wake every morning looking forward to getting to work. That said, today we stand at the threshold of an opportunity for both ZRZ and the city that is as compelling and exciting as any I could remember in all my years. I hope that you will come to share the same level of enthusiasm for this opportunity as I do. Thank you for your time and interest, and we welcome your questions.
Well, I guess one question is, we are dealing with property owners, potentially responsible parties up and down the Willamette that haven't voluntarily chosen to take on these issues. But instead are sort of waiting to be compelled to take them on through federal decrees. Why did you, from a financial side, you think in the end that this is the most cost-effective way? Would you recommend it to other property owners in terms of the voluntary versus waiting to be compelled by federal or state agencies?
Well, I think what we see happening in the Portland Harbor, which is not where our property is located, is a very contentious process. The entire legal community is tied up in this thing and will be for decades. Certainly a voluntary approach to this would be, I think, much more efficient. And I guess the other thing I would say is this, that a wide range of people have a wide view of what the science says. what levels of cleanup we need to attain. And I think the process would also become far more efficient. The river would get cleaned up quicker if all those differing people with differing views on what level we need to clean up to could come to a consensus on a much quicker basis.
Mayor, I have a question. First, Jay, thanks to you and your family for all that you mean to our community. There was one slide that you put up that kind of started giving me a headache and may have caused you on those two or three days to question your sanity. And that's the slide that showed all of the agencies of government, all the people that have a dog in this fight. And the truth is that when we talk about the river, there are all kinds of federal, state, and local regulatory bodies and actors. I can't resist, since you're here, to ask you the obvious question, which is, as you start looking forward to developing your 30 acres, and obviously my team at Housing and Parks has a great interest in continuing our relationship to talk about what kind of green spaces and parks and housing for people of all ages and incomes you would consider developing, what advice might you have for us about how we can better coordinate among all those alphabet agencies that you identified as being partners in what you've just completed to help move the next phase forward?
And you only have 2 hours to answer the question.
I'm not sure that'll be enough. I suspect that other people who are in the real estate development business who have come before us and have vastly more experience in dealing with that alphabet soup, as you refer to it, may have a more informed response than we do. That being said, I think from our perspective, one thing that would be really helpful is if there was a clearinghouse, if you will, one place that we as the landowners could go to that acts as a clearinghouse, if you will, in dealing with all the various agencies within the city. And in that regard, we are seeing some of that cooperation through PDC. They've been very, very helpful in terms of the development agreement that we have been working with and negotiating with them, and a role similar to that would be very helpful.
Thank you.
I just wanted to thank you, Jay, and your family, and I know you mentioned your father and your mother, Min, who looks down upon the property, as I recall. She lives in South Waterford.
Every day she's looking down on me, making sure I'm there.
Yeah. So anyway, it's quite remarkable. I want to laud you for your leadership in getting the cleanup underway. And I know many people from many walks of life in city government and without have all dreamt about what your property shall become. But I'm happy to see the dream is still firmly in the family's control. And I do look forward to what comes next. But I just want to recognize your longstanding contribution to our community and for really doing an outstanding cleanup job here and really hopefully showing the way for a lot of other properties along the Willamette that are going to one day or another have to face up to the situation of cleaning up our river and restoring our stream, our riverbank. So thank you for being a leader.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I just add thank you for taking the time to come and tell us about the completion of the project. That's sometimes a step that we miss when we're doing enormous projects like this, is to come and tell both the council and the public. So thank you for taking the time for that, all three. And also to talk about the collaboration with TriMet, with the bridge, that has been key, and we greatly appreciate that. And particularly also the working with bureaus on the Riverfront Greenway Trail, which adds an amenity that then helps people look at the site and know more about the history. So thank you very much for all of those, and particularly for you and your staff working with my staff in my office, with Ann Byer in the Office of Healthy Working Rivers, and with all of the city staff. It is indeed a complex and multifaceted project, and we greatly appreciate all of your work.
Thank you.
The just a final comment of thanks to underscore that this is 12 acres of aquatic habitat restoration, and that is a very, very valuable 12 new acres with two plus salmonoids, fish listed as endangered in this part of the Willamette. Those are much needed and people don't get to see those except at very, very low water, and even then, they won't necessarily see it. So I just wanted to underscore my thanks and appreciate you taking the time to come brief us, and look forward to having a further debrief with you so that we can make this better, quicker, and cheaper for other companies. Thank you for being the thin edge of the wedge on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we have just a 4-minute break while we switch things out, and we'll take up the other two items. And let's use the restroom.